are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Wendy Wright, president at Concerned Women for America. She joins us now to talk about the debate over the Conscience Clause, an effort by the Obama administration to reverse an executive order by the previous Bush administration on what doctors can choose and not choose to do based on their own personal convictions on the issue of abortion. And Wendy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
What exactly did the Bush administration order say?
Well, there are three federal laws that protect healthcare providers' right of conscience, their freedom to do what is right and not to be forced to do something that is wrong. But these federal laws had not been enforced. So as reports came forward of doctors and nurses and pharmacists being coerced to either do abortions or lose their job, or medical students not get into a residency program, or pharmacists being fired, it was realized that there needed to be an enforcement mechanism for these laws. And that's why the Bush administration carefully crafted regulations to ensure that healthcare providers' right of conscience is protected. Now, regrettably, President Obama has begun the process of rescinding those regulations. Apparently, he and his staff believe that healthcare providers should be forced to participate in abortions or any other procedure that the doctors or nurses or pharmacists find to be morally objectionable.
President Obama says that the Bush administration orders were unnecessary because the laws were already on the book. Given your concerns over what was going on before the Bush regulations were in place, what do you suspect will be the case if the Obama plan goes forward?
Well, we're certainly going to be pressuring them that they need to have an enforcement mechanism to ensure these laws are being respected. And right now, people can send comments to the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, Obama can't rescind Bush's order unilaterally. He has to go through a process, and that process requires a 30-day comment period. So we have until April 9th for people to send comments to the Department of Health and Human Services, and we're encouraging people as patients to send comments that if moral and ethical healthcare providers are coerced out of the profession, then we as patients will not be able to have access to doctors and nurses and pharmacists who share our moral views. And even beyond that, we may not have access to very many doctors, nurses, and pharmacists. A lot of healthcare providers are driven by their moral beliefs and their faith beliefs. If they're driven out of the profession, there will be far fewer doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and others in the profession. So it's important for people to send their comments to the Department of Health and Human Services. We've tried to make that as easy as possible. You can go to a website set up just for this purpose called freedomtocare.org. You can find points to make in your comments and have an email that you can send directly to Department of Health and Human Services to make sure that they are hearing your voice.
Quickly to another related topic, Wendy, a federal judge today ruling that the FDA has to allow 17-year-olds to get the Plan B contraceptive. Explain for our listeners this debate and your reaction to this decision.
This controversial drug is a high dose of the birth control pill. Now, what the FDA did already violated all its normal rules in that it made a high dose of a drug available without a prescription to those who are over 18 when a low dose of the very same drug requires a prescription. Now, a federal judge has ordered that 17-year-olds, minor girls, be able to get this drug without a prescription. So this form of judicial activism is based on political talking points. In fact, advocates for the morning after pill have admitted that, in fact, it is not as effective as they originally thought. There have not been fewer pregnancies or abortions since the drug became easily available to adults. But this ruling goes even farther in that it intrudes in parents' ability to protect their minor daughters.
Real quickly, the impact of this.
Well, it's very likely that we're going to see more pregnancies and more abortions because young people will think that they can rely on this very ineffective drug. So they're more likely to engage in sexual activity that puts them at greater risk of getting pregnant. And then when they end up pregnant, many of them will choose abortion. And I talked with a pregnancy counselor just this weekend who said that she's seen a huge increase in the number of young women who are relying on this ineffective drug as a regular form of birth control, and she estimates that about one out of three of these girls who took the drug ended up pregnant.
Wendy, unfortunately, that needs to be our last word. Thank you so much for your time today, as always.
Thank you.
Wendy Wright is president at Concerned Women for America. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Remember to find us online at dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Please join me next time for Dateline Washington.